really I'm focusing on the recent news that Virgin Media have announced, where they've changed their policy of throttling high users and are now restricting them, depending on what package they're on, restricting their speed by as much as 40% if they download too much in any given hour.
When you say too much, what are you talking about? Films and movies, that sort of thing?
Anything that constitutes downloading, but yes, films and streaming television would be the two that cause you to download the most amount of data.
All right. In the case of Virgin Media, when you buy a service or you sign up for a service and they quote you a speed, isn't that what you're entitled to get all of the time?
Well, it should be, yes. It's a bit like the mobile networks. There's always terms and conditions hidden away and caveats, and they can't supply everything unlimited all the time. I understand that, but I'm a little concerned at the way they've implemented this throttling, this reduction in speed.
Have people noticed? Have there been complaints?
Well, it's only come in the last couple of days. It's caused quite a bit of interest online, though, as people discuss this and sort of analyse the implications.
All right. As you say, we're focusing on the fact that Virgin have recently introduced this, Virgin Media. But most ISPs do this, don't they? Or are there some that allow you to do whatever you like any time of day?
No, they don't. Most ISPs do some sort of filtering, some sort of speed management, network quality. Particularly those who practice file sharing, whether that's legal or illegal. The term called BitTorrent, which is sharing files amongst other people, is something that is heavily monitored and restricted on virtually all the ISPs.
If it's illegal, and do they know it's what you're up to is illegal? Can't they just filter out the illegal activity, if you like, you know, the file sharing, and then the rest of us who are doing ordinary everyday downloading can just go get on with it?
They can identify the type of traffic that is synonymous with file sharing, but unfortunately not all file sharing is illegal. Quite a bit of it can be perfectly legal and legitimate. Many Linux distributions, for example, are shared via BitTorrent, and that's completely legal. So it's difficult for them to actually analyse what traffic amongst this is legal and illegal. But the real issue is, as you say, the rest of us who are just downloading stuff for our daily needs, whether that's a movie off iTunes or a film being streamed off Netflix, we're likely to be impacted by this as well.
And, of course, the iPlayer, which is, as we know, very successful, very popular, uses quite a bit of bandwidth for the iPlayer, doesn't it?
Yeah, as this technology's moved on from when it was introduced some years ago, HD quality television and films are starting to be sent over these services, and they use far more bandwidth, and this is really the crux of the issue. As you start to watch an entire evening's entertainment streamed in HD, you could find yourself in breach of these limits and find your service reduced because of it.
You've spoken to Virgin Media. What have they had to say about it?
Well, they're very keen to emphasise that there is only a reduction in service, not a termination. So in the case of Virgin Media's sort of entry-level package that most people will be on, you're looking at 2.75 gig in the first hour. If you exceed that, you'll be reduced to 30% of your available bandwidth, so you'll drop from 30 meg to 20, roughly. If you continue to exceed that in the second hour and you go over 3.5 gig in 2 hours cumulatively, you'll be reduced to 40%. So you're approaching losing nearly half of your available bandwidth from this, which is why I'm concerned.
For most people, though, they wouldn't get close to that, would they? You're talking about a couple of HD movies there.
You could download a single HD film from iTunes and blow that limit within an hour.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, so pretty much anybody could be affected by it.
Yep.
Will there be a change? Would you like to see a change in the way these speeds are advertised then, so that the companies that do this active throttling actually do tell you?
I think Virgin Media have done a reasonable job of telling people that they're doing this and demonstrating how this will... there's a reasonably complex page on their site to sort of detail how this will affect you. My concern is that the limits are a bit low. It's very easy for ordinary users to be caught up in this policy, which is really meant to target and manage much heavier downloaders.
So how would the average user, Rob, go about finding an ISP that doesn't do any throttling, if that's at all possible?
Well, research, really. I mean, as I said, they all throttle to some degree or another. Most of them aren't quite as upfront as Virgin Media are being and just hide it away in their terms and conditions. You really need to do your research, look into the term conditions of the various companies, ring their customer support or their sales numbers, and ask them, based on your usage, what limits they may face.
How do you know you're being throttled?
Well, I asked Virgin Media this. Currently, you wouldn't actually know without ringing up customer services. So you'd have to have a fairly good idea of your normal speeds and then realise that you or feel that you were being throttled and ring them up for confirmation. I felt this was pretty poor and suggested to them that perhaps via the Virgin Media account page, they perhaps indicate there if you've exceeded in, say, the last month and give you an idea so you can manage it better.
All right. Well, we'll see how the news develops on that one. For the moment, Rob Gordon, who looks after tech for East Anglian Daily Times and the Ipswich Star. Rob, we'll see you in a fortnight.
Thanks, James.